Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 35 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast today, and I truly appreciate you listening. If you'd like to send any feedback to me or have any questions that you'd like answered, you can always get hold of me at james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. I'm the Director of Instructional Technology at the school, and I enjoy being able to put together things just like this podcast, as well as videos and other instructional materials. Today we're going to talk about five sites that I found particularly interesting. We're going to talk about Encyclopedia of Life, DocTeach Activities, Math Antics, 5 Surefire Strategies, and QuizBean. So let's get started. The first site that I find really interesting is Encyclopedia of Life. They abbreviate it EOL. When you go to eol.org/discover, you are taken to the education portion of the Encyclopedia of Life. When you arrive there, you're able to see some different areas that you can click on and view information from their site. There's some really great tools, biodiversity articles. I like the podcasts that are available, and I particularly like the lessons and activities. So when you click on the lessons and activities, you're taken to a wide variety of different types of lessons and activities you may find super useful in your classroom. There are activities and lessons that deal with behavior, biodiversity, classification, citizen science, ecology, impacts, and research. And underneath each of those topics, there are your lessons and activities. They're very high quality. They're quite good. And I really do recommend the Encyclopedia of Life for everyone out there who happens to be a science teacher or a social studies teacher. Great, great information. I give the Encyclopedia of Life 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. DocTeach has some really great activities that you may find useful for the social studies classroom. You may even find this interesting if you're anybody who teaches computer technology, social studies, science, any of those areas of academia, because there's some really, really quality materials here. When you arrive at the site by going to https://www.docsteach.org/activities, you are brought up to a window that has a whole bunch of content that you can click on. For instance, the Revolution and the New Nation, 1754 to 1820s. You can see Expansion Reform, 1801 to 1861. They have the Emergence of Modern America, 1890 to 1930. Contemporary United States, 1968 to the present. Phenomenal resources. And I'm just going to click on one here that is the Contemporary United States. And when you get to the next screen, there are filters that you can filter information by, and it could be things in here, activities like analyzing a letter about Ford pardoning Nixon, or the Apollo-Soyuz space age detente. You can look at all of those very, very quality pieces of information that you just may find very useful in your classroom. You can sort by relevance, title, author name, popularity. You can look at any of those to help be a shortcut for your ever busy classroom. I give DocTeach activities 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. As I've shared with you in the past, math is not my strong suit, and I really do appreciate sites that explain math in very, very common sense, logical ways. A site that you will want to check out if you're someone who does teach math to students is a site called Math Antics. You can find it at www.mathantics.com. When you arrive at the page, you're confronted with a very plain-looking window, but it's a quite pleasant-looking window. And there are different tabs that go across the top that deal with arithmetic, fractions, geometry, percents, and algebra basics. And underneath all of those, there are section titles, and there are free video lessons that you can click on and watch, as long as there are some exercises, examples, worksheets, as well as answers available. Now, if you would like to subscribe to this site, it's only $20 for a full year, and that will open up more of the exercises, examples, worksheets, and answers, but you can watch the videos. The videos are very, very good and will help students learn math facts. This is just a very, very good site, one that you probably should check out if you are a math teacher. Again, that's called Math Antics. I give Math Antics 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. The fourth site that I'd like to draw your attention to is called 5 Surefire Strategies for Developing Reading Fluency. It's written by Lisa Blau, and it's sponsored by Scholastic. On this site, Lisa is sharing 5 Surefire Strategies to develop reading fluency, and her approach is very, very good. For instance, she talks about modeling fluent reading, do repeated readings in class, promote phrased reading in class, enlist tutors to help out, and try a reading theater in class. She also has some recommendations on the page. If you're a reading teacher or you teach reading, this would be a site you would want to check so that you can help develop your readers into being fluent readers. I give 5 Surefire Strategies for Developing Reading Fluency 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Teachers seem to always be wanting to find ways to be able to assess their students. And as you all know, we have our formative assessments and we have our summative assessments. Formative assessments are really, really good because you can direct how your students are going to be learning content based on small, little, subtle assessments that you provide during the course of a lesson. I am an avid believer in formative assessments. One site that I found that is really, really nice is called QuizBean. It's available at https://quizbean.com/home. When you arrive at the site, you are brought to a quiz creator that will quickly assess your students. This site is just really, really nice and so easy to use. What you're able to have are you can add 3 questions or you can add 30 if you want. There are unlimited questions with this. One of the features that's really nice about this particular quiz maker is that you can attach pictures and you can add explanations. I find that to set this site above other sites that I've checked out. You have the choice of multiple choice. You can randomize. You can have an insta score if you'd like, so the students know how they're doing as they're doing the quiz. You can embed videos if you'd like, which is really, really nice. And you could, if you're running short on ideas, they even have a quiz bank where you can add ideas. The pricing is pretty reasonable for it. For free, you can have 3 quizzes. Up to 26 students, and you can have unlimited classes, and then the prices go up from there. It's quite reasonable compared to other quiz-making sites that I've experimented with in the past. So you may want to check out QuizBean if you're in the market for a quiz-making assessment software package, online software assessment package. That wraps up another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim, everybody. Thanks so much for being a part of this program again, and I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. Pass the word on to your friends that they check into this also. Hopefully, it's not too overly boring for you. Technology sometimes can be that way. Take care, love life, and be that best person that you can possibly be for everybody you meet. Thanks again for being here. I'll see you next time on Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.